What's up, Pats fans? Welcome to Totally Patriots.
We got a big show for you today. Have a look at what's coming up.
It was a close game, but the Pats brought down the Bills in the end and started the 2013 season on top. We know football players are tough, but Romeo puts Nate Solder to the ultimate test.
Want to arm wrestle?
And we're calling Jake Beckett out.
No, I know. She's calling me a scaredy cat.
Forget plays. He's just running scared. Plus, Professor Fritz is back in his lab. You won't believe what he's cooking up this week.
You can't believe how this smells.
Hang on to your hats. Totally Patriots is about to start.
Is done. Welcome to Totally Patriots. So protecting the quarterback's blind side is one of the most important and toughest jobs in the game. But offensive tackle Nate Solder makes it look easy. Romeo's over in the hall right now with a three-year vet. You know, I'm a little bit jealous that Romeo gets to have all the fun this year. Let's see what they got going on over there in Pat's chat.
Thank you, Shauna. That's right. I'm here in the hall presented by Raytheon. This year, I get to party and have all the fun, get to meet the players one-on-one and introduce them to you at home like you've never seen before. In the house, we got a live studio audience. We want to welcome some of the students from Westboro High School and Belmont Day School. Give it up for yourselves. Here to meet. They don't know who they're meeting yet. Nate Solder's in the house. Give it up. Welcome, man.
Thank you. Hold on.
I got to...
Yeah, I
feel like I just want to jump up in your arms. Can you just catch me if I jump? Come on and get comfy. Welcome, Nate Solder, everybody.
Hi, guys.
What did you eat for breakfast today, man? What did you eat? What's your diet?
Man, I'm constantly eating.
What is...
Constantly. Okay. I had about a pound of bacon, 10 pancakes. No.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I do eat a lot, though. I was eating, you know, I have a healthy breakfast, fruit, eggs, toast, that sort of thing.
Now, you haven't always played the offensive line. You started out as a tight end. What was that transition like?
It was a tough transition, actually. It started in college. I played 2 years at tight end, and I was more of a blocking tight end than, catching passes. So that was the transition.
Gotcha.
So from high school, I was catching passes. College, I stopped catching passes, and then I started moving towards the O-line.
And you're protecting Brady now, so yeah. Is it safe to say, like, he owes you? I mean, he gets a lot of the credit, but...
No, you know, it's a team effort. We're all working together, really. You know, it's the five of us, up front, and the backs, and the receivers, and everything works together. So,
what would you say the most fun part of being part of this organization is for you?
The most fun? You know, when we can win games, that's the most fun.
Winning is fun.
That's right.
Winning is nice. I hear a lot of the guys are pranksters or kind of jokesters, like, in the locker room. You got any crazy, like, locker room stories you can let us in on? Any funny pranks or jokes or anything?
There's some funny things that happen. It's just personalities that are funny. You know, we get some people mocking other people and that kind of thing. That'll make you laugh.
What is something that the viewers at home might not get to see or might not know about what goes on a daily basis?
You know, actually, some of the coaches have better senses of humor than you would think.
Really?
You know? Yeah. You see, like, Skarnecchia, the O-line coach, he's a tough, hard coach, but he actually, you know, throws some jokes in there and mixes it up a little bit. You wouldn't expect it.
So you have a good time, too.
That's right.
All right, excellent. Right. Want to arm wrestle? No, I'm just kidding. All right, we're back with Pat's chat in just a little bit. Some of the students are going to get to flip the tables, ask you some questions. You ready?
Yeah, oh, big time.
Nate Solder's in the house, everybody.
I think Nate could literally put Romeo in his pocket. That is one big man. But that's what you think of when you think football, right? Big men, big muscles. But what you may not think of is that it's a cardio sport, too. I mean, these guys are running yards, making tackles, diving for the end zone. Professor Fritz is going to break it all down for us now. And how'd they do that?
How'd they do that is brought to you by the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon's education program, dedicated to promoting STEM education.
Breathe in. Breathe out. Namaste. Unlike yoga, there's not that much Zen in football. But you gotta know how to breathe and do it well.
Every athlete needs a strong and healthy cardiovascular system for any athletic activity. Breathing is something we do every day, all day. We know it's there, but we can't see it. Kind of like a fart. Hey, coach, lay off the burritos.
You can't believe how this smells.
Something so important to our survival, but we barely think about it for a minute. Instead, we're thinking about the big game last night or Arlene and algebra. Out of sight, out of mind, I guess. Well, not today. Let's give the cardiovascular system the attention it deserves. The cardiovascular system contains the heart and lungs, all the blood vessels,
and the blood.
The heart and lungs are what feed the muscles and brain so they can do their work. Building muscle without training the heart and lungs is like building a house without a foundation on top of a sinkhole. It's coming down! The cardiovascular system does all the delivery of the cleanup for the muscles, organs, nerves, and the brain. It delivers nutrients and oxygen and carries away waste products that would be toxic if they accumulated inside cells. The process of getting fresh blood out to all of the tissues to do those jobs is called perfusion. The more we ask our bodies to do, the better perfusion we need. When a lineman applies more force to his legs, when a running back puts on a burst of acceleration, or when a receiver sprints his route, he is calling on his cardiovascular system to supply more nutrients and carry away more waste products. That means more blood flow. It all starts with the heart, the engine of the cardiovascular system. It's made of a special one-of-a-kind muscle called cardiac muscle. The heart is a double pump. One side, the larger left side, pumps blood to all the tissues and organs of the body, and the other side pumps it to the lungs. That's where the blood picks up the oxygen that every cell needs to survive and gets rid of the carbon dioxide, or CO2, that is toxic if it builds up too much. Your heart is constantly pumping blood through both of these systems. The faster it beats, the more blood it is pumping. We know football players and athletes like to get pumped up. That's why they spend so much time in the gym training. But who knew they had such big hearts? Oh, such big, strong sweetie pies. We love you, Vince. Just as muscles respond to a challenge like weightlifting by getting bigger and leaner, the cardiovascular system also responds to the right kind of training, aerobic training, by becoming stronger and better able to support more muscle activity. Aerobic training is any kind of exercise that works muscles hard enough that the heart and lungs have to speed up significantly. The average person with a resting heart rate of about 70 beats per minute should exercise hard enough to get their heart rate up to 150 beats a minute for at least 20 minutes a day. Get out there! As a person does aerobic training, the cardiovascular system gets stronger. The heart muscle gets stronger and actually grows bigger so that each pump can push more blood more efficiently. The blood vessels enlarge to create more blood flow, and cells get more efficient at making energy available to muscles and other tissues. The body even responds by manufacturing more of the special cells that carry oxygen in the blood, the red blood cells. Oh, I feel great! Mitochondria are the tiny cells within cells that are the energy plants of each cell in your body. Aerobic training causes each cell to grow more mitochondria so they can tap the energy out of stored sugars and fats faster. Finally, aerobic exercise strengthens the lungs so they can add more oxygen and remove more CO2 from the blood as it passes through, which is just what trained muscles need. What's the downside of aerobic exercise? Nothing.
Most movements in football are much faster than an athlete would do in an aerobic exercise. A person couldn't just keep sprinting, tackling, and pushing around a massive blocker for 20 minutes continuously. That kind of activity takes more oxygen and energy than even the healthiest cardiovascular system can deliver. But aerobic exercise helps football players do these activities longer, more intensely, and to recover faster because there's a good system in place. So you see, the stronger our hearts and lungs, the better our body functions. And the better athletes we are, scientists, organic farmers, paleontologists. Yeah, you ever pick up one of those bones? They're heavy. Huh. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Coming up on Totally Patriots, Nate Solder is still in the hot seat. Are the kids from Westboro High getting a little personal?
That's a personal question, man. You don't ask somebody that.
Sit tight. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide. By Harvard Pilgrim, giving you more ways to better. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Totally Fit is brought to you by United Healthcare, helping people live healthier lives.
Pats fans, it's another week of workout with me, Harold Nair, strength and conditioning coach. It's time to get off the couch, get your water bottles, get ready to go. So let's get it started. This next exercise is a stability ball walk. It's a great exercise for shoulder stability as well as core. What I want to do is start off with a 75-centimeter Swiss ball, put my belly button into it. I want to come out walking about 6 steps. Then as I come back, nice and easy. But as I improve and get better from week to week, I can add a push-up. Slide back, under control. Guys, good work today. Make sure you stay hydrated, make sure you warm down, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Harold, and welcome back to Totally Patriots. Romeo's back in the hall now with offensive tackle Nate Solder, so let's get right back into it with more of Pat's Chat.
Yes, it is time for Pat's Chat, back with Nate Solder. Man, I can ask some difficult questions, but I think the students we have in the house today probably have the most difficult. You think you're ready for this?
Can't wait to hear it.
Ready to field some?
Oh, yeah.
Who's got a question for Nate? This young lady right here, what's your name? What do you want to ask him?
My name's Hannah. I was wondering, what do you listen to on game day to get pumped up?
What do I listen to on game day?
To get pumped up.
All right. I don't listen to a lot of music, honestly, but sometimes Jamie Johnson.
Okay.
Do you know who he is?
Nope.
Okay. Well, he's country, so I listen to a little country. It's a little more mellow. It's maybe not pumped up, but it's to get me in the mindset for the game.
Do you have any pets?
Do I have any pets? I love that question. I do. And I have two dogs, a big Newfoundland. His name's Walter, St. Bernard, Lily, and a big cat. His name is Sarge. We call him Cheese.
Who else has a question? Throw your hands up. Don't be shy. One of the football players? We got some football players in the house. Football players in the house. Stand up, man.
All right.
What do you play?
I'm an offensive and defensive tackle.
All right.
What do you want to ask, Nate?
Well, I was wondering, I'm a senior in high school right now, and I was wondering, how much did you weigh when you were a senior in high school?
That's a personal question, man. You don't ask somebody that.
Well, for linemen, it's
a very, point of pride for linemen.
It's very significant.
It's a fair question. Yeah. How much?
I weighed 230 pounds my senior year of high school.
Wow.
So I'm about 320 now. So,
how much did you weigh in, like, first grade?
Yeah.
How tall were you in middle school?
Middle school, I was 6'4 in eighth grade.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Still got some growing to do, but you're almost there. Another couple questions for Nate. Young man, stand up. Say your name and ask your question.
My name's Parker. And what's the hardest thing about playing in the NFL?
Hey, Parker. I think the hardest thing about playing in the NFL is the competition we go against. They're incredible. The defensive ends are amazingly athletic and strong, and the coaches are just very smart, and they make it really tough on us.
All right, one more question. Go ahead, right here, stand up.
I'm Arielle, and what do you do during the off season?
What do I do during the off season? Besides staying in shape and getting ready for the upcoming season? I got an opportunity. We got to see a lot of neat places. I traveled through the United States. I live in Colorado, so I drove back to Colorado and got to see a lot of neat things on the way back home.
Cool. Very cool. How cool is it, guys, to meet a New England Patriot? Can we make some noise? We want to thank Nate Solder, everybody. Nice job. Well done. One more time.
Next on Totally Patriots, Romeo's crushing the concrete. Will Pat's Nation abide by New York's ridiculous law?
Oh yeah, it's coming dirty.
And we still have the best highlights from the 2013 season opener against the Bills. Don't move. Totally Patriots will be right back.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Subway. Any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Totally Patriots. Jake Beckett is in his sophomore season here at the Patriots. You're not a rookie anymore, my man. It's time to let loose. Don't worry, the coaches ain't watching, all right? Let's see how he does out of the helmet and in Tilted.
Tilted is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to institutions worldwide.
If I could be a teen pop star, I would be Justin Bieber because that's the only teen pop star I know. I really don't want to be anything like Justin Bieber, but I'd be Justin Bieber. My favorite cartoon growing up was Doug. Everyone in my neck of the woods, we were all Doug fans. We used to watch Doug, and I definitely had a Patty Mayonnaise in kindergarten, first, second grade. Pretty serious girlfriend back in those days. It didn't quite work out, but she was there. My first kiss, yeah, it was pretty awkward, I'm sure, like everyone else's was. It was with this Patty Mayonnaise we're speaking of. She will remain nameless, but we can call her Patty.
Patty, you're the pickle on my coleslaw. Patty, you're the sugar in my tea. Patty, you're the relish on my hot dog. And Patty, you're the mayonnaise for me. Whoa, whoa.
I used to be scared to death of the movie Signs. The aliens hate water. And I remember watching that and being really scared. And I kept like a water gun by my bed for a couple of nights. I mean, it was a scary movie back then. I mean, I was in high school. No, I know. She's calling me a scaredy cat.
Yeah, I'm calling you a scaredy cat.
And I love scary movies, but something about Signs just did it to me. I mean, I was just, that was a scary movie. You know, my mom and dad always cut my hair growing up, and let's just say they should stick to their day jobs. I had bowl cuts, bad buzz cuts. It was bad. Ugh. If I could have any superpower, it would be the ability to fly. I think that'd be the best. I mean, you could travel distances very quickly. You could, you know, kind of get the aerial view of things, and you could tell people you can fly, and then you could show them. I would use my ability to fly to pick up ladies every chance that I got. I feel like that would be that'd be obviously something that not everyone could do, and that would separate me from the pack. That'd be great.
New York is one of the region's biggest rivals, and it's not just football, baseball, even pizza. Although, I'm not quite sure we win that one, New England. But one competition I know we win against all those New Yorkers is Romeo knows way more random facts about all the teams we play than anyone from the Big Apple. Let's see what kind of random knowledge he's got for us this week in Totally Facts.
What percentage of people living in New York were born outside of the United States?
52.
Not quite that.
40.
50%?
Not as much.
25?
Close.
30?
A little higher.
35?
36%. How many street vendors are there in New York?
Oh. 2,000.
4,000. 4,000 street vendors.
Wow.
It's a lot of pretzels and hot dogs. Why did the former team owner, Sonny Werblin, change the name from the Titans to the Jets? Dad?
Jets. I have no answer to that.
Because of the airport.
Rhymes with another New York team. They actually shared a stadium with the Mets, and it rhymed.
Mets Jets.
Why did he change the team colors to green and white?
Do you know?
No.
Ireland colors.
Ireland colors? The owner was born on St. Patty's Day.
Oh,
it's his
is
favorite
that why?
Holiday.
Okay.
You got it.
I would have picked the green and white.
Freeze! You have the right to remain confused. Totally Lane Laws.
Is it a crime for restaurants to use straws that are not individually wrapped?
I think so.
You know how they give me with that white, it takes mm-hmm. forever you peel off the paper?
Well, yeah, it's kind of dirty.
It's a law.
It's a law?
It's a crime. Imagine if you went to jail for that.
Wow, that'd be sad.
You'd have to come up with a better reason when you're telling your friend you lied. Donkeys are not allowed to sleep in bathtubs in New York.
Weird. It's kind of bizarre.
It's weird.
That's a real law. Why?
It is?
Where would that come from?
Is this New York?
Anything.
Anything can happen in New York.
At some point, somebody put a donkey in a bathtub and put him asleep, and somebody said, you know what? This should be illegal.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots. Pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. By Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the Patriots. And by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Happy National Creamfield Donut Day.
Romeo, quite the game last week. They pulled it off. It was a tough one to watch, but I think we got it done.
It was a tough one. I was thinking I kind of like it when the scores are close and then we pull it out at the end, but who am I kidding? I like it when
Just crush up.
Yeah. We had it at the end, though. Really impressive.
Yeah, my man Amendola, though, had some great catches.
You did. You called that one. What about Edelman, 2 touchdowns?
And Vereen, I think he rushed for over 100 yards.
All the way.
It's a good game.
I like it. That'll do it for Shauna and I from Patriot Place. Shauna, let's leave him with some highlights from the big win over the Bills.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Brady in the pocket, has time to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Edelman has it! Just on the hit, the ball scooped up. Throws across the middle, catch is made by Danny Amendola! And off to Ridley, turns it up inside, and he sprints across midfield. Throws across the middle, diving grab by Amendola! Touchdown, Julian Edelman! His second of the day! Open at the 30-yard line, across the 35, runs out of the hit, right side 45, and brought down by Leonard, just shy of midfield. Takes the handoff, runs it left, turns upfield, and turns the legs off a hit, breaks another tackle inside the 15!